Down by Downtown Music Festival coming to Roanoke Blue Ridge Marathon Weekend. That is April 18th through the 21st, and a popular local band is back on stage that weekend. The frontman for MyRadio, J.P. Powell, also co-starred with his wife, Shalene, in local arts and culture luminaries in the music video, It's Here. As a matter of fact, Brian Harvest Black Hancock did the rapping, and we got a snippet for you right here. Mind. 8:46, and joining WFIR anchor and senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in the studio this morning is JP and Shalene Powell. Good morning to you both, and a pleasure to have you along. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Great. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, It's Here gives a real tour of the thriving arts and cultural scene here, the Taubman Jefferson Center, Local Colors Festival, David Stewart Wiley, much more. And there's a youth choir as well. So, JP, did you write It's Here?
Co-wrote. So Brian and I, came up with the ideas, and really we just wanted to make a song that we felt like was really positive and had flavors of our area, you know, flavors of the culture and music here in Roanoke.
It's really kind of cool because you see David Stewart Wiley, you see the Taubman, you see the Jefferson Center, you see Local Colors, you see Roanoke Ballet Theater. You're playing the violin on some bridge, Shalene?
Oh, yeah. I have my little violin part tossed in there. And the children's theater is the Roanoke Valley Children's Theater. There's Southwest Virginia Ballet. You have Brooke Tolley with the opera, kind of singing a little, like, beautiful operatic piece towards the end. So, yeah, it's a love letter to Roanoke, and it's kind of paying homage to the beautiful art scene we have here.
So was that the Roanoke Valley Children's Choir that was doing the It's Here chorus? Yes. That was really cool.
That was probably my favorite part of the whole thing, was having the kids, you know, singing that that melody together. It was really neat.
And Kim Davidson does a great job with them.
Yes.
All right, and it won a little mic issue here. It won the Judge's Choice Award and a Silver Addy in the Western Virginia Advertising Awards from the American Federation Foundation, something that the video was produced for the City of Roanoke Economic Development Department,
yeah.
Which, Shalene, sort of ties in with Roanoke Cultural Endowment that you're the executive director of.
Yes.
So that was kind of cool working with the city on this, and this is something they're going to use to help promote the area.
Yep, absolutely. So, so Buzz for Good did the video backdrop behind this. So Dan Maroli and specifically was a videographer. It's a video. It's a music video. And it was part of one of our Buzz for Good episodes that the Roanoke Cultural Endowment and the city collaborated on. So essentially, it was part of the economic development pitch.
By the way, when you do a song like that, because I know nothing about writing songs, do you leave room for Brian to rap, or do you kind of work on that together?
Yeah, so this was kind of a new thing for me. I love challenges and doing different things, but, like, you know, Brian actually, the It's Here thing, that was kind of his idea, and he was like, it needs to be simple and positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of took that and then put a melody to it that actually Shalene, my wife, helped me with, because the original melody was maybe a little sad.
Oh, he was going into these minor chords, and I was like, I don't feel uplifted.
So I rewrote it, and then it became what it is, which I feel like has a very kind of uplifting kind of feel to it. And then I created, like, the bed track, and really it was just like, all right, now you've got to write a rap to it. And then, you know, it was a really fun collaboration.
Yeah, and that's Brian's yeah. Wheelhouse. He's a lyricist.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
great
yeah.
with that.
And then we just found spaces to okay, we're going to put a banjo here, and put a choir here, put the violin here, and Brooke from the opera, you know, and David Stewart Wiley doing all his piano stuff. The fun part was I had to go to all these different people and record in their kind of, you know, backyard, so to speak.
No, it came out really cool. And we should mention, if you don't know already, Shalene is a violinist with the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. Mm-hmm. Are you playing in Romeo and Juliet this weekend?
Romeo and Juliet, that is with Southwest Virginia Ballet. No, yeah. I'm not.
Okay.
But there are a couple of RSO performances coming up. We have Queen, the
right.
Musica Queen.
Scaramouche, can you do the fandango?
Yeah. Absolutely. I will be trying not to sing along while I'm playing the violin. Mm-hmm.
And we talk with Shalene and J.P. Powell, and I wonder, maybe with your Roanoke Cultural Endowment hat on, when a video like that, Shalene, well, both of you, does it really show off what we have to offer in the city? I mean, it seems like it does a pretty good job as far as arts and culture.
It's a step there. You know, it's really organic and homegrown. It was done fairly quickly, within a couple of months. But no, you know, so I work for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment, and we're building a nest egg to support of $20 million to support the arts ecosystem, specifically nonprofit organizations. And we're over a quarter of the, we're over a quarter of the way there. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's just a matter of time. But while we're building this nest egg, we also need to be doing things to advance the whole arts ecosystem, if you will. And so this is one way we can do it, is just to elevate as a community what we have here for arts and culture.
All right, 851 at WFIR. Delighted to have in studio the front man for the band My Radio, J.P. Powell, along with his wife, Shalene. And we're chatting it up this morning. Now, J.P., My Radio is going to help kick off the Freedom First Down by Downtown Music Fest, Five Points Music Sanctuary. That's going to be Thursday, April 18th, showcasing a brand new album. So, J.P., what's it called? How long since your last album of new material, and any new direction at all for the band on this particular new feature you
it's
have
a
here?
Stack one, huh?
Well, yeah, that's a lot of... Okay, let me see if I can unpack this. It's been a long time since we rock and rolled. I want to say the last record came out in 2017. So we started this record at the end of 2019. It was supposed to be this little EP for that started from a charity event, Family Services of Virginia, who do mental health, provide mental health care for people who can't afford it, specifically kids, great charity. So we did this charity thing where people wrote, you know, paid for me to write a song about like their girlfriend or wife or whatever. We were going to release that at Floyd Fest 2020. We all know what happened in 2020. So this record became a much bigger record, and we're finally getting to release it 4 years in. It's called Dad Rock in the Age of Love, War, Plague, and Other Good Times. So there you go. And yeah, I'd say it is a new direction. We did this record with Mitch Easter, so I don't know if you know who he is. He's a producer from North Carolina, a great musician. Did all the, you know, early REM records. It's a really interesting record, and he's going to be coming to our show, which we're very excited about.
That's cool.
And he's a fantastic guy, fantastic musician. I don't know, it's kind of 80s in some places, and it's rock and roll in other places, and it's an interesting record. Yeah.
Do you My Radio? Do you is pop rock, or yeah, is that a good genre? Yeah. Category, or
it's weird the way I look at music. I was schooled in like my parents' record collection, so I grew up listening to vinyl, Beatles, Stones, Bowie, and then I became a fan of like Talking Heads and this band Devo, and then it just kind of moved. I'm a big Radiohead fan, so I have a lot of different influences. But to me, when I think of My Radio, it's like the songs have strong melodies, good arrangements and energy, and so indie pop rock. I don't know.
So you guys met at the Berklee School of Music.
Yep, yeah. Berklee College of Music in Boston.
You're a classically trained violinist. He does what he does. I thought about this. What do you listen to at home? Do you kind of fight over the music, or what? Or you take turns, or what?
No, we don't. No. We're yin and yang of music.
Yeah, if you want to get me to shut up, you just put sheet music in front of me, and that's pretty much like...
And sheet music is my comfort zone, so that's how our yin and yang come in. Actually, the first class we had together at Berklee was ear training.
Oh, yeah.
Solfege. Yeah. Rhythm and clapping and do, re, mi. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know anything about like what that was until I got there, and then I'm like, ear training, what is this? But it's one of my favorite classes I ever took. They teach you how to train yourself to recognize pitches, and which is, comes in really handy, especially if you're trying to improvise. So that's where we met.
No, we dissect music. We talk about it. We'll take, this elevates, or this goes into this chord.
Okay.
Yeah. We do, if she and I, usually if we're doing a gig, with the exception of this It's Here thing, which, you know, we did together. Usually if we're doing a gig together, it's probably not good news. We do a lot of funerals.
We've done family weddings, friends. Too. We've done weddings.
We have done some weddings, yeah.
Better than doing a dirge at a funeral.
So. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, people ask us, like, if we'll play piano and violin. And so, we, you know, as a way to give back to our family and friend group, we, you know, usually do play those occasions. Yeah. And
so that's Five Points Music Sanctuary on April 18th, which is really the first night of the Down by Downtown Music Festival. Margot Price is the big headliner on Saturday at Elmwood Park.
Yes.
When's the last time you guys were actually on a stage? Has it been a while?
Floyd Fest, 2021. We played
twice
at Floyd Fest 2021, and then, yeah.
That was it, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
You have the whole band back together, Jeff, Hoffman, everyone else?
Yeah, we've been rehearsing a lot. Just rehearsed yesterday for about 3 hours. We're going to sound better than we ever have. I mean, it's like, we're really excited to play music again because we've just been starved. Mostly because Hunter and I got, you know, kind of pulled back into
Hunter Johnson and the restaurant business.
The restaurant business, because it's been a rough couple of years, you know.
Yeah. So. Getting better, I hope?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got good people that work for us. Customers are back for the most part. You know, it's just, it's been a long haul, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Talking with JP and Shalene Powell, just a couple more minutes. What do you think about things like the Down by Downtown Music Festival, getting these people out? Maybe they roll from one venue to another. They just see different types of things.
I think it's awesome. I mean, I think that these kind of events are so good for businesses and for Roanoke in general. And this is a great weekend that builds every year.
Blue Ridge Marathon weekend, too. Yes. So there's going to be people in town. Hopefully they come to the restaurant, too, that type of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think the weather's going to be great. It's going to be it's going to be a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how important are projects like, you know, the Buzz for Good video, It's Here, Shalene, really both of you, as far as just getting the message out about Roanoke. Because, you know, when you see it all together on one video, you're like, Roanoke's a pretty cool place, that type of thing.
Yeah, no, there's so much happening here, and it's just kind of anything you can do to elevate and showcase that, hey, you want to go, we have multiple ballets, we have multiple, you know, we have theaters, there's so much. And if you're interested in something, you can find it, you know?
Mm-hmm. When I was in the Nutcracker in the Party Parents scene, and you were down with the Blue Ridge Orchestra.
It's true.
Yeah, and I was Dracula with Roanoke Ballet Theater. I'm not Dracula. No, I was not. I was the priest. I got eaten by vampires and dragged off the stage. So just to kind of wrap up, it was kind of fun. Just to kind of wrap up, you think maybe there might be some chance for another collaboration in the future, maybe something different, a video presentation that you might get into, that type of thing? Or
I hope so. It was a lot of fun to work with all these different people, and I think we could, you know, we could kind of do what we did and just see if we can even elevate it further. But I love collaborations, and I think it's great to be able to kind of, you know, try and, you know, we're big Roanoke supporters, and it's like any way we can kind of cheerlead the cause for our area, you know.
It's here. Oh, doors always open. I'm always up for some next project or collaboration.
Absolutely. All right, we'll have to leave it there. JP and Shalene Powell, April 18th, my radio will be at Five Points Music Sanctuary. And guys, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.